It's the weekend before Halloween, and Sunday brunch looks a little different for Roxy Briar. They're also known by Johnny Gentleman, their drag persona, and today they're headlining the Drag King brunch at Mama's Rooftop Bar in Hollywood. The show's called A Dapper Halloween, and Valle's also produced the entire show themselves. For Valle, the popular show also chronicles their own journey, both as a performer and as a trans person.
I got into drag at a very dark time in my life. I had been racially profiled and arrested. I ended up losing a lot of my friends, going into a really dark depression. I had just found out I was queer. I had just accepted that about myself.
Valle first began to reckon with their trans identity at 27 years old, when a friend took them to see Landon Sider, the winner of the Boulay Brothers Dragula reality competition, perform at a drag king show in Long Beach.
I saw them perform with this sense of masculinity that had this sense of confidence and a self-expression of what masculinity was to them. And that for me was something that I've never seen before, especially being a Latin person, raised very misogynistic, to be beautiful and presentable.
Vi's first drag look started, as every drag look does, with makeup. Working in the film industry at the time, Valle said they dreaded the idea of learning a craft that's traditionally been used to accentuate femininity.
I had to have like three of my special effects friends that work in the industry teach me about my face. I created this like kind of steampunk dancer man, very Chris Brownish at that time, and I was performing Chris Brown, and once that light hit me, it was just done. This is where I belong.
Today, they've hand-painted a black and white skull on their face, as well as drawn a goatee and mustache using eyeliner, sporting an all-white, ghost-like tuxedo, and cap it off, a dramatically enormous white sombrero.
I've never liked my reflection since I was a kid, because I didn't like what I saw, and I would avoid the mirror as much as possible. When my friends made me up and made me into a masculinized person, it was the first time I ever looked in the mirror, and I couldn't stop looking at myself. And I remember crying that day. I was like, damn, I look so hot.
Give it up for Johnny Gentleman. Yeah!
When the music starts, Valle becomes Johnny. Johnny starts off with a provocative catwalk into the rooftop, then dances across styles from hip-hop to salsa, and ends with an explosive tour around the audience, collecting dollar bills from cheering tables. Johnny Gentleman's pronouns are he slash they, but that doesn't mean he's a man. For Valle, Johnny is more so a conduit to experiment with gender as a fluid, artistic expression of themselves.
I poke that Johnny is a bisexual or pansexual man who likes to play with femininity. So if he wants to play a corset, if he wants to put a corset on, he can put a corset on. If he wants to be in pantyhose, he can be in pantyhose, it's fine.
For Valle, drag kings have historically gotten less visibility than drag queens in pop culture. The popular reality competition RuPaul's Drag Race, for example, has never cast a drag king in its 15 seasons of airing, and it usually showcases more traditionally feminine performances on the show. Valle created both Johnny and Dapper Puss not just to highlight the masculine side of drag, but also to showcase drag as an art beyond any rigid binary of gender presentation.
Drag is yes, we don't cackety cat cat death drop or splits or anything like that. And if we can, that's great. Majority of us have messed up bodies. But our drag is about expressing our form of masculinity and making it a parody to where gender is a parody itself. Gender is what you should make of it, not what is defined by society.
As the show comes to an end, Valle and five other drag kings walk out to heavy metal music, a cheering crowd, and even more hands waving more dollar bills towards them.
I tell everybody, drag saved my life, because I don't think I would be here and doing and having the family that I do if it wasn't for drag.
Fans line up to take pictures with their favorite performers, and Valle thanks everyone for another Drag King brunch success. For Annenberg Media, I'm Bonnie Sanganay.